Mountains that are high.
Would you go down to Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. If you travel, you go so many
miles.
Mm-hmm. And this action, sort of, if you had to move your car out of the road, you would have to
shift.
Well, if you're moving it yourself, you have to.
Oh, push.
Yeah, and the past tense of that is what?
I don't know.
Yesterday I
pushed.
Yeah, and the opposite of that is
pull.
Mm-hmm. And the past tense of that?
The one pulled.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, a short distance. How would you describe a short distance that you had to travel?
Just a little way, I'd say, or not far.
Okay. A long distance?
Well, I would say it's a long way. Yes, I'd say a long way.
Okay. Now, if somebody was going to help you do the dishes and they disappeared at the last moment, you would say something like, she made herself what?
Absent or...
Yeah.
I forgot.
Well, it's sort of the same word as what you would say for something that's very rare. Something that's very rare is said to be... There's not very much of something.
Disappeared. I don't know.
She made herself scarce?
Yeah, that's good.
Did you say that?
Yeah, that's good. Would be the sensible way to say it.
How would you say it?
She made herself scarce.
Okay. And people get off the train at the...
depot.
Yeah, are there other words for that?
Station.
Okay. And if something's, let's say there's a broom and somebody just left it leaning up against something at an angle, how would you describe the relationship between the broom and the thing it was leaning up against?
I don't know.
Would you say, have you ever heard of the term anti-goglin?
No.
Okay. How about something that's coming at you at an angle? Like, say a dog was running toward you, sort of...
attacked?
Yeah, if the dog leapt at you at an angle, how would you describe that? You'd say, the dog came at me, how? The dog came at me...
I don't know.
Probably you don't have a word for it. They do in some parts of the country, but not here, evidently.
What is it?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I used to think maybe you could use anti-goglin for that one, too, but I don't think so. I think it's some other word. So, no big deal. Now, some words that you would use to at the door, if you're seeing your guests off at the door, what would you say to people as they leave?
Well, goodbye. Mm-hmm.
Are there some regional terms that you would use?
Take care. Be careful. Come back.
Uh-huh. So. Well, that's it. That's the whole survey. Unless,
that's all.
Yeah, that's it. We did it all.
I wish I were smarter.
Oh, you're wonderful. Cornelia, you did so well. This is such a big help. This is a really good interview. It's going to be a big help to my project.
Well, good. Now, when do you go back?
Well, not until the middle of July.